I have him provide that information.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Bracken?
Yes.
Oh, did I pronounce your first name correctly?
Yes, you did.
Oh, wow, that's really unique. I've never heard that name before.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Jan, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing. There's a new in-business credit that you're eligible for. But did you have any questions for me about the listings on Google or how any of it works?
I'm pretty familiar with how it works.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, 4 months old is a pretty new company. Did you do this before with maybe a different business?
Yep. I learned from a different painter.
Got it. Okay. Well, it's definitely good for you. I mean, everybody uses Google. I did notice that you had like a Home Advisor by Angie's listing, and that was floating around out there, but it says that you're out of network. So did you just finish working on those or with those guys? You canceled it?
Yeah, I canceled it. There was a lot of miscommunication on their end of
the lead,
how the pricing worked.
Oh, yeah. I had a guy like that where they didn't tell him he was getting charged for every single lead. So he ended up, this was a roofing contractor in Fort Worth in Texas, but
okay.
He ran up like a $3,500 bill in like 4 days. I guess the roofing leads are like 120 a pop, so they add up real quickly.
Yeah.
Well,
probably had them under the influence of, you only pay unless you get the job, but that's obviously not the case.
Yeah, that's not the case at all. The FTC is actually investigating those guys for that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy because my bill actually, I think it was like 20, it was close to three. It was in the two. And it got sent to collections, and I'm calling them, talking to supervisors, and all they've told me is, well, it's already in collections. There's nothing we can do at this point. Sorry, would have helped you out earlier, but it's too late now.
Oh, God. Well, I actually did help that guy get a lot of his money back because the FTC – well, yeah, here, let me just send you the link. So either way, at least help you for that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So there's a tab up there. This is the actual report from the FTC. There's a tab at the top, though, that'll say, like, report fraud. And so they have, like, a pipeline of business owners like yourself that are going through the same thing. And it's negatively affecting their credit. It's detrimental to their business, and getting approved for other things.
Sure.
So, it's definitely something to... I would definitely fill out that report. I can't guarantee you that they're going to give your money back, but I do know that he got a large chunk of it, if not all of it back, actually.
Okay.
And this is when I first started working with him, like 6 months ago. The report's only been out about 6 months. It came out March 11th, so you should get some updates on that soon. They might shut him down. They did shut him down previously for the same thing in 2012. And then they came back, so they were Service Magic before, and then they like rebranded as Home Advisor, and then in 2014, and then they basically, they've been under investigation since then. So all that those lead fees added up to like $1 billion, and they went and bought Angie's List, who was struggling. So now a lot of Angie's leads and Home Advisor, it's the same thing. They're putting themselves on Google. They get a lead, and the one lead they got from Google for $5, they sell for 30 to five guys. Now it's $150, and then that's kind of their business model. And some guys do well with it, though. I'll be honest, not everybody is like completely bad, but I do know that they definitely misrepresent at the point of sale. Aside from that, hopefully that does help you. I hope that ends up. You get in the same situation as him where you get your money back. But the Google listings, they're a little bit different, a lot bit different, actually. You don't don't charge per lead at all. We don't get involved between you and your clients and what we think the leads are worth or anything like that. It's kind of like a digital billboard. You just pay to be up there. Everything that comes with it is directed towards you. Let the people call you directly. We don't charge like any fees for anything, no leads fees, click fees, call fees, or anything like that. So I'll let you know right out of the gate. You pay one time per month, and there's no surprises popping up on you or extra charges. Okay.
Okay.
There's only three guys that show up in this section. It's called the Google Places. Have you ever seen that, where you do a search on Google for a painter, and then there's a map and three guys next to it?
Yeah.
It's like Tavern Company, BTW Painting, and Kristen Brothers Painting, LLC. Have you heard of those guys at all?
Yep, I've heard of them.
Okay, perfect. So that's where we're talking about listing you. Obviously, they would have to be working with a Google partner to get their placement. So we just have this one spot open up within our company. Each partner only gets one spot per area, per industry. So once we fill this, we close it out. We're not allowed to work with anybody else in the area that does what you do in this situation, be any other painting contractors. So our goal is to get you up there, and then they're working with our competitors. So we want to beat them. You know, we want you to get more opportunities than them each month. So it's kind of competitive. It's truly a partnership because it's month to month. So the only way we're going to make money is if you make money, right? And you're not going to keep paying us unless we're bringing in clients for you. It does come with a tracking system, so you can actually see all the clients that you're getting from it. You could see all the services and keywords that you're listed for. You can hand select them. You could even see the keywords that you're not listed for. If you ever notice that some of them are being searched more than others, and those might be a good fit for you, we can always swap out the keywords too. So it's a customized targeted marketing strategy. We're targeting the specific area that you want to cover, the specific services that you want to receive leads for. That way, when you receive calls, it's always qualified. It had to be somebody in that area that searched up one of those services. Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And then aside from just having the Google placement, a really cool thing that Google has is that they're partnered up with so many other companies. Companies like Bing, companies like Yelp and Yellow Pages and Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, right? So you actually get submitted to all those directories. You even have a Facebook ad when you sign up for a Google Places placement. So that's really cool because a lot of the Google partners just started partnering with Meta. So we can actually get you like $100 of Facebook ads. It's like a coupon that we get. We're allowed to provide to all of our clients right now, and that can help you bring in more customers too. So we're not just solely relying on the Google platform and the placement to get you the leads, but 90% of the time that's where they're coming from. That's just what everybody uses.
Right.
Now, we do include a .com website in our packages and our pricing structures. So if you don't have one of those, which I wasn't able to locate one for you, we can actually purchase the domain name for you. We get those for pennies on the dollar as a Google partner. We have graphic designers in-house that will be able to develop your site for you, customize it, tailor it to your liking. And then, of course, we have hosting for that site as well. So any changes you want to make to the site while you're using our services are included in the pricing structure. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll make your life a lot easier. It's a really good tool to have as a business owner, just to make sure that if you're not hiring somebody in-house to generate jobs or go hang flyers or do the marketing for you, that you're not lacking on your chance to get those opportunities. Do you get texting on this number?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to see this because I'm going to do a lot to try to make things work for you financially, especially if you're dealing with any kind of struggle from the Home Advisor program. I'm going to send you a text message. So here it is.
Okay.
And it's just a link to the pricing page, so that way you can see everything. It's not a tangible product, so it kind of helps if you can look at it and know exactly what you'd be getting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then once you pull that up, you'll see a lot of information on this page. Once you scroll down, you'll see a section that says Premier Google Partner, and that's pretty huge. If you can, whenever you get a chance, you can always Google that. Premier Google Partners are the highest rated Google partners in the industry. So we're the ones who do the background screening for like Google Guarantee, a lot of the Google ads, Same thing with the Google Places placement. So we have to look into your business and kind of decide if it's a good fit before we actually offer you placement on the first page, because we don't just want to be telling people in the community that, you know, this is a good guy to go to, and then, you know, the next thing you know, their Rolex is missing. You know, so you've already done some online background screenings that we get access to, so we didn't find anything that was particularly alarming, but it being a month-to-month service, we're still obviously going to evaluate you, and if bad things happen, then, you know, we'll just say, hey, keep your money. We're going to go a different way for the following months. If you scroll down, you'll be able to see the other packages. There's a Premier section. The Premier is mostly about Google Guarantee and having Google Ads as well. Starting out, I don't know if that's necessarily ideal for you cost efficiency-wise, but we can always grow you there. I don't know if you have the capacity either, being that your company's only 4 months old. Do you have a crew?
No, I have like a part-time employee.
A part-time, okay. Okay, yeah. See, the only reason I would bring in like a Google ad or a Google Guarantee campaign would be like if you were running, you know, two or three crews of guys at a time, and then you can have one like 50 miles in one direction and one 50 miles in the other direction, and we can literally cover like a solid 150-mile radius with that campaign. That's usually why it's so expensive. But what I was thinking would be more like these Platinum SEO packages where it says local bundle plus Facebook ads. This will get you that Google Places placement that we were talking about originally. But it also has, the Platinum has all the extra bells and whistles. Bing that we mentioned, the Facebook ad that I mentioned, the popular directory submissions, you know, the optimized landing page, which is the .com website, review monitoring, tracking and reporting. So the Platinum package is advertised at $5.99 monthly, but with the discounts that my representative requested, I can actually bring that down to just $2.99. And then if you're willing to come on board with me today, I'll even waive your setup fee for you. So you won't have to pay the $2.99 setup fee. That usually goes towards like the keyword research and programming, your client interview, the name, address, and phone number cleanups and audits, the Google PIN verification, and obviously optimizing and building your landing page. So I basically, those will all just be added incentive, you know, just extra tools to make sure that you're not missing anything compared to the competing companies in your area.
Okay.
Okay, if I could approve that package at $2.99 for the Platinum bundle month to month, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to love this, especially coming from HomeAdvisor. But promise me that you will fill out that form. That way, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you're $3,000 into it, that'll basically pay for this whole package for the year. So.
Yeah. First link you sent.
Yeah, okay, so just to brief you on that before I set up your account. So there's a tab in there if you click on the first link. Mm-hmm. There's a tab at the top. It's in blue. It says report fraud.
I'm on a mobile device. It brought me to the article.
Okay, yeah, at the top of the article. That's what I meant to say. I'm sorry. So if you click on the link first and then at the top of the article, you'll see the little blue tab. There's like a section that'll say like Espanol and then report fraud, sign up for customer alerts. It might shift a little bit on the mobile platform. I'm looking at it on the PC. But yeah, if you click on that and then there's a report now section too in there. So I think it takes a little bit of time to fill out, but it's basically, I think it's like 10 to 12 questions. And then it'll have some more information that you got to fill out, like your phone number. But there is a section where it's like credit and debt, and so it talks about like debt collection and credit report. And that's the one he originally filled out because his also got to the point where it was sent to collections. So.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So when you get some time, definitely fill that out though, because he not only like did they drop his case like as far as the credit collections. So, like, that was removed from his collections, but he actually was reimbursed, too. So, that's pretty huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely help you. Yeah, it helps when you got more than one person saying that, you know. In the beginning, they were really good about being able to, like, hide the people that they were doing dirty. But once everything came to the light over time, you know, and it's, you're one of the, you know, tens of thousands of businesses, unfortunately, that have had to deal with that. So you should be good now. All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. Have you heard of that before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You may already have one. This will sound a little repetitive, but we're just going to resubmit the entire business profile to Google in case there was any previous discrepancies or anything's outdated. So I just want to verify. On the first page, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 513-497-5097?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, and your last name is Fidler, F-I-D-L-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, and are you the sole owner?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then Google's going to send your PIN verification letter. It does get express shipped because we're a premier Google partner. Usually it takes about 3 to 5 days to receive in the mail. There's a 5-digit number on the back of that PIN verification that I'm going to need from you when it comes in the mailbox. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
It's going to be 107 North Broadway Street. Blanchester, Ohio, area code 45107.
Okay, it's asking if there's a go ahead. I think there's a delay in the line. It's asking if there's a street number or a second address line, apartment maybe, or suite.
So apartment would be 3.
Okay. Let me just make sure to add this. And then being that it is listed as an apartment, you have the option to hide this address. So you don't have to have it displayed on Google. I could also deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. Is that something you want me to do?
Okay. Yeah, that's just my personal address, and yeah, I don't conduct any business there.
Okay, so just so you know, when you see your listing, it'll have business name for the address section. It'll just say city, state, and zip. So the actual North Broadway Street and the apartment number, all that will be hidden, and the turn-by-turn directions will be disabled.
Okay, sweet.
All right, perfect. And then for the website, did you have a company logo already or, like, photos that we could use for the site? Or
I did get a... go ahead.
No, you're okay.
I got a logo by BrandCrowd. I paid the subscription and I got the logo made and everything like that. But when it came down to downloading the actual PDF file to my phone... It just would not do it. I tried reaching out to them. They weren't any help, so I ended up just canceling it. I took a couple screenshots of it, and that's kind of what I've been working with. I got business cards made out of it. They turned out fine.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely ideal.
Okay, I'll request logo help from our graphic design team. We got to make sure that we're not getting in any kind of copyright trouble there, so it's good. Those guys are really good at what they do. But I sent you an email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. If you want to send in the screenshot, we could kind of use that as the foundation, but they're definitely going to want to tweak it a little bit just so that they can't come back and say that you copied it or try to take ownership of it.
Okay.
You know, and then we'll sit down and we'll obviously pick your brain on that. We're not going to throw anything up there that you're not comfortable with representing your business. And then also if you have, like, before and after shots of work that you've done in the past, that's really useful too. Help us build that portfolio. People are very visual buyers, especially when it comes to painting, so that would definitely be helpful if we can get some before and afters. If you don't have them, obviously we'll develop more as we go, but we could also use, like, some generic ones that we have permissions to use. But definitely would want any of them that you do have that you feel solid work.
Okay, yeah, I should have at least a couple.
Yeah, we ask usually for 5 to 10, but, you know, so a lot of times we just start out with what we have to work with, and then we remind you as we go to get new ones. You know, we'll put notifications mm-hmm. in your tracking system. You can also request reviews from your tracking system, too. That's going to be a really useful tool. We even have an app that you could download to your phone where you can log into it and then actually track everything. So you'll be able to see all the services you're listed for, how many clicks, calls, leads you're getting. If you miss calls, you can go back into that pipeline, call them back. You have access to your billing. You have access to your site through that platform. Like I said, request reviews. So that'll be a very useful tool for you moving forward. I think it'll definitely simplify things and make you feel comfortable that you could just kind of get in there and see your money working for you.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm actually going to send that over to you with an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. What's your business email address?
I don't have a business email set up at the moment.
Okay, we can use a personal one. It's not going to be displayed anywhere. It's more so just for me to get you this information and make sure that you have the invoice in writing because this is considered a business expense. So a couple months from now, you'll actually be able to write it off and you'll get reimbursed that way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be my first name, middle initial L, and then my last name at gmail.com.
Brecken L. Fiddler at gmail.com. Okay. Let me just make sure this comes back valid. Okay, and it did, so no typos there. All right, and then how would you like your hours of operation for the business displayed?
I'd say like 8 to 5.
Does that sound? Yeah, 8 to 5 sounds good. Some guys use sun up to sundown, you know. It's really at your own discretion. I have some people that just leave it open all the time, so that way the customers like can call them and then they kind of hash it out. You want to do that? You want to do open availability?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, definitely helps, especially for contractors. My dad's actually a painting contractor. He's 62 in Southern California. And yeah, he does this, but he just does it. He doesn't have to do it. You know, I tried to get him to stop working so many times, but he enjoys it.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of those guys he thinks like if he stops working, he'll die or something.
Good health, absolutely.
Yeah, but he does that with his listing. He just kind of leaves it open, and a lot of people they do actually call him in the afternoons, like when they get home from work. Okay.
Yeah, so for sure.
Open.
Are you guys out of California?
Yeah, we're California based. We're right next door to the Google headquarters, so we're in Orange County. It's close to Disneyland.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. You familiar with California at all? I know it's on the other side of the country.
I'm actually not. No, I've been to Disney World. That's about it.
In Florida?
Yeah, that's one. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, you know, California's a good place to visit. I used to tell people, you know, if you can, move out here, but you don't want to move out here anymore. Yeah, the cost of living's crazy and just the...
Yeah, that's for sure.
Our governor's... I don't know. He's crazy. He's lost his mind. So I think our president's kind of lost his mind too, but I don't want to get into politics.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have you listed as open availability. And then can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I've done a couple wire transfers, cash, Venmo, stuff like that.
Okay. Venmo, cash, check.
Yep, Zelle, Cash App, what else is the other one? Let me see, PayPal.
Apple, yeah, I think it's PayPal and Apple Pay.
Apple Pay, yeah.
Okay, so I'm actually going to put those down instead of just putting card, because I think those are a little bit different. When you put card, it's more like a Square reader. Well, actually, PayPal, you can accept card. We actually have an integration where if you have a PayPal business account, you can actually hook that up to the website, and people can pay through your website that we build, and it goes straight through your PayPal merchant process.
Okay.
So that's up to you. You don't have to do that. But it's up to you. You have a personal PayPal account, you said? Sorry.
Yeah. I'm sure when to set up, to add on a business. I'm sure it'd be quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We'll have plenty of changes and things that we'll make from when we start out. You know, we start like this, get everything up and running, start getting a consistent flow of clients. I mean, you might change keywords, you might add services, you know, website might get a little remodeling. So, you know, that's why I'll be your account lead, actually. I was going to tell you that towards the voice verification. And we're supposed to actually send you my direct number and extension since I'm the one who's setting up your account. So moving forward, awesome. Like if you want something done quickly, you can always contact me directly. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you as well.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. So I just texted that to you, by the way, so you could save that to your device. It's an 877 number.
Got it.
All right, perfect. And then let me just verify. Okay, so there will be a client interview tomorrow at a set time. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but this is where they do a lot of the heavy lifting as far as, like, customizing your campaign. So they'll pick your brain on how you want the website to look, how far you travel for customers. We'll draw up your radius. They kind of have a good idea of a lot of this stuff, but this is where they'll kind of fine-tune the initial setup, and they'll go over keywords as well. Usually 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule look like?
So tomorrow I'm at a job currently, and I'm getting there around 8 or 9 o'clock, and it took about a full day.
So okay. What about
time
the
after? Yeah. So about 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Okay. I have a 5 to 6 and a 6 and a 7.
Let's do a 6 and 7 just to play it safe.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before just as a reminder, make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it at that time, but I want to make sure we get it knocked out as soon as possible so that way we're not wasting a day, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to send you the calendar invitation now. What's your first name? Like, what's your ethnicity, if you don't mind me asking? I know it's kind of a personal question, but...
My ethnicity, honestly, I'm not too sure. I mean, I'm white.
That's what I say, too. Like, I'm English, Irish, and French, but I'm just like, I'm white, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. I fucked up a little bit of all this.
Yeah, that's very unique. I've really never heard that name before. Cool.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's kind of... inconvenient, you know, trying to get antiques with my name on it and stuff, but other than that, it's
cool. Yeah, or you go to get a keychain, you never find that name on a keychain, huh?
Right.
Okay, so just to verify, too, the business name, it's going to be Brecken-X92's painting?
No, not at all. It is. Okay. I have it set up as Brecken apostrophe S painting.
Okay. I don't know where this came from. Brecken apostrophe S painting. And it's not LLC or incorporated at all?
I have not set up my LLC yet, no. Okay. Now, when I do set up the LLC, is that required to be included in the business name?
No, it's not required, but it is a good thing to have, and I'm happy that you say that you're getting it.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely good to have, because people... think that business owners are made out of money for some reason, and then they just kind of like, oh, well, you know, let's call the painter and tell them, and then, you know, say that they're the ones who destroyed all this drywall. You know, it was already, like, full of mold, and then they, the LLC just makes you a limited liability company, so that actually will protect you from those kind of things. If there's, like, a pre-existing problem with the house, and you come out there and do a job, that way they can't blame it on you.
That differs from your insurance.
Huh?
Like if I were to have insurance, you said the limited liability company.
Well,
kind of
insurance is more going to protect you in like a bodily harm situation with like an employee that you have, like that part-time guy, or if you really damage their property, the insurance is going to cover you on those kind of things, like if you genuinely damage the property. But the LLC is where, you know, somebody's trying to hold you liable for something that you didn't do. They can only hold you so accountable for certain things that might happen on the job. They understand that, hey, you're running a risk, if you're hiring a painter to come into the house, there's a possibility that something could get damaged, and that's pretty much the message that the LLC sends. So you don't have to have it displayed, but it's just a good thing to have in your back pocket. You know, sometimes businesses, people lose their business just off of simple thing. You know what I mean? Could have.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing to have. All right. So I have your business profile set up. I have the client interview confirmed. I don't know if you got that calendar invitation there, but I did see a big truck pop up here. Okay, so I think that's you. Your Gmail has Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so the last thing you got to do is secure the first month's payment for that platinum package. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that, Brecken?
Let me see here. Money's been kind of all over the place.
I hear you.
Is there any chance I can do it, like more towards the end of the week?
No. The account has to be secured in order to take it off the board and secure it for your business. We have to initiate the first month's payment. However, if you'd like, I could actually push your billing out up to 7 days. So instead of your next billing being on October 14th, I could push it to October 21st.
That'd be outstanding.
Yeah, I could do that for you. So that way you get 5 weeks. It usually takes about a week to get like the website up and running, the PIN verification and everything. So at least that way you get a full month's worth of bang before the next bill rolls around.
Okay, yeah, that would definitely help out.
Okay, let me do this for you then. And then I will adjust this in your invoice receipt, and the outline of the agreement will come over in writing too, so you'll see that the next billing will be October 21st, and then it'll reoccur on the 21st each month after that. So it won't go back to the 14th. That'd be kind of weird, but I know you worked with HomeAdvisor, so I try to be real transparent with you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and then how did you want to secure the first month's payment? You could do it using like a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay, it's Brecken Fiddler. And you said the middle initial was L, like the email?
Yep.
Okay, yep. No. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yeah.
All right. 7 North Broadway Street 3. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay, just to verify, this card won't be charged until the 21st of October, correct?
The first month's payment will go through today. The next one won't be submitted until the 21st of October.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were referring to the initial payment.
Yeah, no. The initial payment would have to be processed today in order to secure the listing. It costs money to, get your domain, develop your site, PIN verify, do the directory submissions. So it would be the first month's payment for that platinum bundle would be a $299 exactly.
Okay, well, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to process that payment today.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like, come Friday, I mean, possibly tomorrow, if this job gets done, the guy actually added on some stuff today, so it could be tomorrow evening or Friday morning before that job is done.
Okay.
But at that point, I would be able to...
Let me ask, because your client interview is scheduled for between 6 and 7 tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to ask if we can do maybe a post-date for you. So that'll allow me to take it off the board. What will happen is I'll still gather the billing information from you, but we won't process the payment until just before that client interview tomorrow. So at least that'll buy you until about 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
All right, give me just a second. I'm going to put you on a brief hold.
All right.
Okay. So I got approval to do the post date for you.
Okay. Great.
Okay. Yeah, I just had to run it by the supervisor real quick. Usually they're like, why take it off the board when it's discounted like that? He was trying to give me a hard time. But I'm like, it'll do you a solid if you got that home advisor stuff too. So I think it'd be good for you. All right.
Thank you.
So, yeah, no problem. You sound kind of young. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
Take a guess.
Yeah, I would say like early 20s, you know, like barely old enough to have a drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. I'll be 22 this October.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say like, wow, and you're already, you know, running your own company. It's amazing.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I helped my dad actually with his painting company, and it's there's a lot of ups and downs and things you got to do. You guys don't do any kind of exterior usually? It's all interior?
No, yes, I definitely do exterior.
Oh, wow. Wow. Man, I tip my hat to you. It's a lot. It's a lot of work.
For sure.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, let me just update this. And then I'm still going to push your billing out. So even if it processes tomorrow afternoon, I'm still going to set up the next billing to be October 21st. And that'll come across to you in writing right when the payment clears. There's automation. So you'll get like a welcome to Local Splash and then your invoice receipt. You'll have the access to your tracking system with the username and password. You'll start getting a bunch of messages, and that's how you know the payment will clear or has cleared. And then obviously the client interview technician will follow up with you shortly after that. So in terms of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that? You want to put on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It'll be a Visa tomorrow, correct?
No, we would take the billing information now. We're going to set it up to automatically process at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Gotcha.
Yep. So now we don't manually process the transaction. It's in a merchant processing like Amazon or eBay. It's a VeriSign security.
Okay.
Update.
So if for some reason I don't approve of the payment tomorrow, like if I don't have the cash,
okay. What do you mean you could take it back? What do you mean? I'm confused.
Like if I don't have the money, if I don't come up with it by tomorrow at 6 o'clock, is there a way I can cancel it?
So it doesn't
overdraft my account?
Oh yeah. No, it won't overdraft you at all, actually. If the funds aren't there, it will decline it. It's a VeriSign secure database, so yeah. They won't even overdraft these are supposed to be business accounts, even though people set them up on personal. But overdraft just doesn't happen in those situations. It will just decline it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. If it's not there, we'll know right away. And then obviously I'll follow up with you too, so that way if we, you know, because we're putting it on hold when you post-date it, so obviously we're not going to fill it between now and then. And then the time I'm calling you is like this time tomorrow, we're like 30 minutes from getting out of work. So, I mean, even if you miss it, which is worst case scenario, I might be able to go up to bat for you again and see if they can, you know, roll it over to the following day, but let's just assume that everything goes according to plan.
Yeah, definitely it should. I'd just like to cover my bases.
I understand. Like I said, everybody I work with is a business owner, you know, my dad's company honestly wasn't even profitable until I got him on the first page of Google. He was just kind of like, I don't know what he was thinking. He just thought that he knew enough people. Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm old and I met so many people over my time. He worked for another company. And I was just like, yeah, no. Eventually those are going to dwindle down. Like once you paint them once, you shouldn't be going back every month, you know? So he ran out of clients like within like the first 6 months. Yeah, it was kind of a mess. All right. So in terms of securing the first month's payment, though, sorry, the calls are recorded, so I don't want to get too off topic. How did you want to secure it?
It'll be a Visa, and I have the number when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready for you. Four digits at a time from left to right.
4108.
8100. 2200.
7657.
7657. And the expiration date, month and year?
08/24.
08/24. And then there should be a small three-digit code on the back.
583.
583. Okay. And then because of the post date, I'm going to do a 60-second voice verification, and then I'll let you get back to the rest of your day until tomorrow. As I'm walking you through the voice verification, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with or understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right, Brecken. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, and it's also an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Brecken's Painting.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Brecken Lawrence Fidler, sole owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's not saying that you can't do anything extra. You shouldn't need anything extra after today, or tomorrow, I should say. The idea or the reason that they put that in there is we just don't want you to, like, pay for something that you already have or, like, duplicate anything. If you end up duplicating the listings, it, like, causes a discrepancy with Google, and then they tell us to, like, fix it. If we don't know that, you know, you created another Google listing, then we're running around trying to figure out where the problem is, pretty much. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask that you give it 2 months when you first start, but it's 1 month, and it's paid out 1 month at a time on a month-to-month basis. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged tomorrow, September 15th of 2022, in the discounted amount of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle, and I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. This payment is set to be processed at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It says, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew on October 21st and every month moving forward on the 21st day in the discounted amount of $299. So you'll actually keep that discounted rate as long as you're with us. It's not going to go back up to the traditional pricing. I like that. That should help you stay pretty profitable, you know, if the competition is able to offset it at double the cost. And I should put you in a good position to work together long-term with me. And then it says here, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says there are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue our services. If you are going to discontinue, we do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yep.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization tomorrow, like I mentioned earlier, you're going to receive a welcome email as well as a few text messages for automation, so they'll just come through right as the payment clears. It's loaded with information about what to expect. Also going to have the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. It says here at the bottom, you will be assigned a dedicated account manager, which will be myself. If you have any questions or you want to make changes, please contact your account manager. It does tell me to read off the number, but I just want to verify, since we're on the recording, you do have my direct number and extension that I texted you, right?
Let me double check.
Okay, yeah, double check, triple check.
It's an 877 number, 6325.
Yep, 6354. Exactly. Thank you for saying that over the recording, so that way they know that I sent that to you. And then it says, we are available Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 7 p.m. Since we're in California, it's usually 7 to 4, but 10 to 7. And then if it's outside of those hours, there's still a 24/7 customer service department available to you. It just won't be me. So if you're calling me directly, I'm only here 7 to 4 Monday through Friday. After that, I go deal with my kids.
Gotcha.
All right. So that concludes the initial setup. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Hopefully everything goes smoothly with the transaction tomorrow and the client interview. And then obviously, like I said, don't forget to fill out that form from the FTC, like report that fraud if you honestly feel that they have treated you unjustly and taken your money. I think we could both agree that's happened. but definitely fill that out. Not really a laughing matter. I don't know why I laugh. I'm sorry. If you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call, okay? My job is to basically kind of walk you through things and hold your hand through the initial setup until you feel comfortable with it and you're getting clients consistently, and then we kind of back up, take the training wheels off, and let you do your own thing.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, and enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow afternoon for your client interview.
Okay, sounds good. You as well.
All right, Brecken. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.